And the time is 5 o'clock.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Our frequency celebrates diversity.
Friends, Ron Robinson here with another edition of Pages, Radio for Readers, here for you for the next half hour. And then it's Eat Your Arts and Vegetables, Tawny the Brave with Mr. Dave at 6. This half hour, we have someone to share with you, and that's the wife, Terry Follis, his new novel called The Marionette, and we'll have a chat and an autographed copy to give away. It's 5:15 this afternoon. So, well, what's all the Winnipeg Public Library? Take a quick look at the Uniter as well. And music, music, music. Yes. Well, I mentioned the weather. Yes, let's have a look, shall we? Light snow, I'll agree with that. Very light. Couldn't even notice it. Minus 6, wind chill, minus 14. So for tonight, 30% chance of flurries. Low tonight, minus 10 with a wind chill of minus 18. And then for Friday, mostly cloudy. And the expected high on Friday, minus 6. Wind chill of about minus 10 in the afternoon. So I'm looking at the Winnipeg Public Library. What's on their program listing? You can, too, by going to, well, get the app. And then look for their programs and events. A show of hands, cookies. Santa likes cookies. Santa will eat any cookie known to man. Cookie cutter swap coming up. So do you have cookie cutters you never use? Are you in need of new cookie cutter shapes? Bring your cookie cutters and swap them for others. Monday, December 1st, it's an all-day event at the Osborne Library. It's an open event. Drop in and bring your cookie cutter with you. Not to worry, you won't set off the metal detector. There isn't one. Puzzle swap. I've got two to tell you about. Need a new jigsaw puzzle? Stop by until January 11th. The puzzle you no longer want. We would like all the pieces, if that's all right with you. Swap it with a new, well, different one to take home and assemble. Again, Monday, December 1st, an all-day event at the Westwood Library. Open event. Drop in. Again, another puzzle swap on Monday, December 1st at the Transcona Library. Again, same again. Open event. Drop in. Bring something. Take something home. 2:03 after 5 now. I was going to play something for you, but I have to queue it up. I guess it would be the right thing to do. So why don't we start with our march around the supper table tonight. I'm looking at the Free Press from November 17th. Great sadness. Family of Eileen F. Kennedy announces her passing at the age of 101 years and 6 months in Minnedosa, Manitoba. Second World War broke out. She proudly enlisted in the Women's Auxiliary Air Force, served as a radar operator. While serving, she met a young captain in the Royal Engineers, Arthur Kennedy, married. 1944, enjoyed 63 years of marriage. So let's turn to the Air Command Band for our march around the supper table tonight, and let's make it Canada on the March.
Thank you.
march around the supper table tonight then. Canada on the March from the Air Command Band CD, On the March, at 6 minutes after five. Looking at the Uniter just in, front cover, Uniter here at the University of Winnipeg. You can read it online as well. Uniter 30 with an exclamation mark. Oh, that used to mean, you know, the end. But no, it means that's the top 30 of a variety of categories. For example, they asked for favorite local live performance / favorite local player theatrical production, Winnipeg Pro Wrestling. Made the top of the cuts there. Now, this is interesting. Favorite local publication other than the Uniter. Very good. Yes, Stylus Magazine. Stylus Magazine that brings you news, views, and interviews about the music scene in Winnipeg, particularly reviews and some business articles if you're in the business as well. And as well, as always, a full page devoted to the scheduling here at CKUW, something you could tear out, put up on your fridge. As I say, it's slightly shaded so you can distinguish your spoken word from your music, from your... My favorite program, of course, is your show here. I've mentioned before, I thought, that's interesting, and they repeat that show. No, it means we're always looking for volunteers here at CKUWFM. Could be your show here. So, 36-year history of Stylus Magazine, cornerstone of the local music and art scene, one of Canada's oldest independent music magazines, located in the University of Winnipeg, gives the students the opportunity to get involved. So we're hoping that this will continue. There's been a battle, as you know, to see that it stays in print. Now as well, favorite local places no longer exists. Well, I put that right next to the United, the Stylus there. The Goodwill, remember that? Goodwill Social Club. Boy, they did a sandwich with a tremendous pickle there at one time. Anyways, maybe that might even been before it was the Goodwill. Gone now, but not forgotten. Take a quick look at the Free Press book pages. From Saturday, Cory Doctorow documents decline of services and services as shareholders, tech executives get richer, headline, prices hiked, quality spiked, book title was Enshittification, Why Everything Suddenly Got Worse and What to Do About It. Well, what to do about it? Otherwise, why bother, yes? The reviewer, Joel Boyce, says it in his last paragraph. Doctorow's latest is enlightening, incensing, and just slightly encouraging. Consider this your one nonfiction must-read of 2025. Just below that, too, I see on the night table, what's Alan Doyle reading? Alan Doyle, who we chatted with just a few weeks back for his new book of Come Visit Newfoundland and Labrador, The Smiling Land. He says he finally got around to reading Ellen Montgomery's Anne of Green Gables. Well, he was at work there, was he not? And so liked it a lot, he said. Looking at something else from the Winnipeg Free Press. And I'm looking at the paper chase, but of course it's got to be something that hasn't previously run. Well, yes. Now that I look closer at it, I see here. In the wake of the 2018 allegations of sexual assault against five members of Canada's World Junior Hockey Team, TSN senior correspondent Rick Westhead has come out with a new book, explores the culture of hockey in Canada, the persistent homophobia and misogyny in the game, and the roadblocks at all levels that are impeding real change. Well, you will remember we chatted with Rick, did we not, just a few weeks back?
I'm Rick Westhead, author of We Breed Lions, Confronting Canada's Troubled Hockey Culture. And you're listening to CKUW-FM 95.9.
Now, I mention that again because he will launch the book tonight, 7 p.m., McNally Robinson Grant Park location. He'll be joined in conversation by Free Press sports and investigative journalist Jeff Hamilton. Big article by Jeff Hamilton in today's Free Press about that topic and that book and that author. McNally Robinson tonight then, 7 o'clock for We Breed Lions. I'd best stop there and say, we were in Ottawa, you remember, went to that display of retro, which showed music and little icons, little mementos from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, music in Canada, which included the LP from Crowbar. It is gold, because I'm looking at it now, and there's an outline of a crowbar. And when they sent it out to the radio stations, you know, to promote this astonishing and delightful blues band, it included a crowbar.
Oh, never be a dodo. Oh, never be a dodo. Oh, never be a dodo, as far as I'm concerned. Oh, never be a dodo. Oh, never be a dodo. Oh, never be a dodo, as far as I'm concerned.
That's a boogie, the life we love to live. The second one, that's easy. That's all the many more things we have to give. Remember, the third one is the rhythm, and it's still strange yet. Man, that's just a preview of the things you're gonna get.
Yeah.
Crowbar. From their LP, Bad Manners, their Golden Hits, Volume 1. And material to be seen at the Canada History Museum, the Canadian History Museum in Ottawa. If you're there, it runs until January. Highly recommended. Comes with the price of admission. There's no extra charge for that. Music from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, as well as mementos. The suit that Randy Bachman made took him 50 hours. Guitars from Rush and what have you. See, somebody's at the door. Well, we better get on then to our interview, as I mentioned, with Terry Fallis, new book called The Marionette, author of The Best Laid Plans and Operation Angus. In this case, he's involving somebody new, a character named James Norville, world-famous thriller writer. But his life takes an unexpected turn from the pages of the novels into the perilous world of espionage. But being Canadian, it's kind of a polite turn into espionage. So we had him in for a chat. Autographed copy after our chat. Well, welcome. Welcome to CKUW. And I want you to know you can speak freely in this room. There are no listening devices except for your own microphone. Right. Now, no offense, but is there some Walter Mitty in your personality? I mean, you're the modest man who wants to be a marvelous, mysterious espionage agent, something like that.
Well, that would be the romantic response I could give, that I've always dreamed about being an undercover operative, but probably not the case. But I've enjoyed reading those novels in the past, mystery, thrillers, Sherlock Holmes, a big Sherlock Holmes fan. Wonderful. Some of the best sentences ever written were written in Sherlock Holmes stories, as far as I'm concerned. So I gave myself the writerly challenge, Ron, of writing what I thought of as sort of a hybrid, a comic thriller, as contradictory as those two words may be. But that was what I was trying to do in this novel.
Well, not only that, but this is your 10th, isn't it?
It is my 10th.
Yes, although they're not all, but you've worked that vein pretty heavily. Yes.
Well, I had one other one that I think was a comic thriller. The other ones were just more comic novels.
Okay.
Political satire and things like that. But this one in particular and my 8th novel, Operation Angus, were kind of comic thrillers where you want to ratchet up the tension, and then you discount it by throwing in some funny stuff, then you got to ratchet it up again to make up for what you've just lost.
And hope you haven't lost the audience along the way.
Precisely.
Well, actually, Angus. Well, yes, Angus is in this novel as well.
He is.
You are revisiting or...
We are. In a way, we are. It's funny. You don't know that unless you've heard it, because it's not written in the back of the book or the cover copy. But yes, Angus makes a few cameo appearances in this, because in the previous novel, he was promoted in cabinet to Minister of Public Safety, which means CSIS is part of his ministerial purview. So he comes back. This is not an Angus novel. It's a James Norville novel. But Angus is there and should satisfy a few readers who really enjoy his character.
Well, we all do. There are always, I hope you'll go back to that character again, or the curse, I suspect, for most writers is, we want more of what you did last time. Could you do the same thing again, very similar? You think, well, but I've done that. I'd like to do, well, all right. And he's being, the phone is just ringing now, an important person, apparently. Now, the reason I brought that up was because of your degree in engineering, and I thought, you know, writing could be a distant planet for that. Now, let's talk about research in The Marionette. As I was reading this, I thought, boy, you've read the same headlines I have. You know, overseas shenanigans, corruption, Canadian mining companies, etc. So how did that happen?
Well, I started off by wanting to locate this novel in a foreign country, in a hotspot, in a lawless land. And to make that decision, which country to set it in, I reviewed things like the Fragile States Index, which is a thing put together, I believe, by the UN, which looks at human rights abuses, level of democracy, corruption, that sort of thing. And the country of Mali in West Africa is in the top 15. And they have a mining sector, quite an active mining sector. And there are Canadian companies operating there, because I still want this to be a distinctly Canadian novel, even though it's set overseas. So that's where it really started. And as I continued to write the story, the story that I made up actually ended up coming true to a large extent after I finished the manuscript, which left me a little alarmed by the parallels. But that's what happened.
So we can't sue you for that, and we hope that nobody's coming looking for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Now, that's about research, but I have a tip for your next book, actually.
Ah.
Because I just got a headline, probably CBC, the head of CSIS, not only can CSIS do naughty things in other parts of the world now, and not be worried about having their wrists slapped, but he's looking for where the trouble is that CSIS is facing. And I think it was about 10% of the terrorists they've been seeing and reading about are younger people.
Yes.
And I wonder if, without trying to push you in a certain direction, could we see more? Could we see more of James Norville in another novel? Now, would you
I think CSIS? It's possible, Ron, that we might see James Norville again. I don't know for sure, but I certainly left the door open at the end of this one to hedge my bets and leave my options seems clear. But if Canadians seem to enjoy the novel and the character of James Norville and his internal and external travails, you might well see him again. I don't know when. It won't be my next novel. I've already written the next one, and it's not. It's a completely different standalone novel, a short novel that'll probably come out next November. But the one after that, one never knows.
Are you writing a book a year?
I'm not usually. I'm not. I'm generally a book every 2 years. But I did write this other interim novel while I was waiting for The Marionette to go through my editor's keen eye.
Right.
So I wrote this short. It's only about, it's more like a novella. It's about 40,000 words right now. And it's more about the writing life. So it's not comic, at least not particularly comic. It's just something I wanted to try. There's been a spate of short novels out there that have been done very well. And this was a novel, I think, that could only be told in a novella length. Okay. Work.
Well, it's good to have a publisher that is willing to take a flyer on you and you say, I want to do something slightly different.
It is very good. I feel extraordinarily grateful to be with McClellan and Stewart and where I've been for all 10 of my novels, and I hope many more.
Right. Now, what are you reading these days?
I'm reading a couple of things. I'm reading a novel, it's a memoir, I should say. It's a memoir from 1937. I believe it's called A Woman in the Polar North, written in 1937 by a Norwegian writer named Christiane Ritter, and it tells the story of her year spent with her husband in the Arctic, the Norwegian Arctic. And back in 1937, there was no shortage of hardship. And that's the only book she ever wrote, and it's still in print nearly 100 years later. So I'm enjoying that for our book club. But I should say, the novel I probably enjoyed the most in the last 10 years is A Gentleman in Moscow by Amor Towles, which was it was turned into a Netflix series. It might not have been Netflix, but a streaming series.
Right.
Starring Ewan McGregor.
Yes.
And it was wonderful. But I just thought it was a book that I just loved in every sense of the word. It was a tremendous novel. I highly recommend it.
A Gentleman in Moscow.
A Gentleman in Moscow, Amor Towles.
Right. We'll leave it at that because we want to say thank you for The Marionette. And will you autograph our copy and we'll give it away?
That sounds great. Delighted to do that.
And he did. And I'm looking at it now. And if you'd like our copy, well, you need to call 204-774-6877. 774-6877. First caller wins. The Marionette, not to fret. We have another autographed copy to give away Saturday morning. We'll play that interview again about 7:45. Join us then on 95.9 on your FM dial. Little Miss Higgins, got something coming up, and I've packed away. Look her up, because there's something I think that's, yes, happening tonight. I'm picking up vibrations from somewhere that tells me it might even be the West End Cultural Center. But look up Little Miss Higgins. Something big happening with her tonight. Stay tuned now. For Eat Your Herbs and Vegetables, here she is with Radville from My Home, My Heart.
dream.